We're at the very beginning of your Bible today in Genesis chapter 1, and I'm going to read verses 3, 4, and 5. Then God said, "Let there be light." And there was light. And God saw the light, that it was good, and God divided the light from the darkness. God called the light day, and the darkness He called night. So the evening and the morning were the first day. Historically speaking, it was the ancient Babylonians who gave us the 60-minute hour and the 60-second minute, because they used a base 60 mathematical system. And for the most part, their units of time have served the planet well, because we're still using them. But astronomically speaking, the day isn't really 24 hours long. In fact, the speed of the Earth's rotation is always changing, which makes some days longer than 24 hours and other days shorter than 24 hours. Now, not that you'd ever notice, because the variations are so minute that you'd need a computer to measure them. It's only a matter of a few milliseconds per day. But still, over the course of a year, you end up losing or adding a second or two. And over the course of many years, those seconds start to add up. So once in a while, scientists whose job it is to keep absolutely accurate time records have to add or subtract a second from the year to make things right. The result could be a single minute that's only 59 seconds long. Now, maybe it's kind of an obvious point, but it's still important to notice. Whenever we use something man-made, it invariably has imperfections. But look at God's units of time in the very beginning, and you'll notice they're perfect. There's no mention of hours or minutes or seconds. It simply says the evening and the morning were the first day. When the sun goes down in the evening, the day is over. And it's as simple as that. It doesn't matter if the Earth's rotation changes. You can still measure days from sunset to sunset, and you'll always be right. Of course, that's also one more lesson we can take away from the fourth commandment, where God asks us to set aside the seventh day in His honor. The Bible talks about observing the Sabbath from sunset to sunset, and it makes the whole thing really simple. If it were left up to us, we'd find some way to complicate the observance of God's holy day by calculating hours, minutes, and seconds. But anybody who finds themselves without a wristwatch can still know when the Sabbath begins, just by watching the horizon. "From even unto even shall you celebrate your Sabbath," God says, and He leaves it at that. With only the natural rhythm of our planet, we can easily find the time that God has set aside for us. And it's that way with the whole plan of salvation, too. Sometimes people try to parse the words and separate the fine details of God's plan to redeem us. And granted, there's a lot of material to study, enough, in fact, to keep you busy for all eternity. And not for a moment do I think that the finer details aren't worth studying, or the Bible would only be a few words long. But at the very base level, a little child can still figure out what he or she needs to know to begin a relationship with God. "For God so loved the world, that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life." You know, the astronomers can almost get dizzy trying to figure out exactly how many seconds there are in a day, because the figure keeps on changing. Some days it's just a whole lot less confusing to watch the sun go down and know the day is over. And while there's lots to study in the Bible, once in a while it's good to just look at the cross and keep things really simple. The most important things in God's world aren't hard to figure out, and they offer us a better way to live.